On September 20th, the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, made an announcement as part of Climate Week. A lot of the media attention is focused on the issue of expanding, particularly community solar. But probably the most important thing was that Governor Hochul signed off on accepting the bid for the Champlain Hudson Power Express transmission line to bring lots of power from Hydro-Québec down into the New York City area. A lot of environmentalists, even labor, some politicians very opposed to this. We're joined today by Gary Wagner, Save the World's River, North America Mega Dam Resistance Alliance, also author of River Warrior, Fighting to Protect the World's River. So, Gary, what exactly did the governor's announcement yesterday really mean, and why are groups, so opposed to this particular transmission line and project?
Sure. Well, the governor's announcement, very unfortunate, basically, commits the state of New York to getting electricity from Hydro-Québec for 25 years and pays a lot of money to do that. Unfortunately, there are three big reasons why that's a very bad decision. First, there's a lot of people in Quebec, especially indigenous people, who have had long-standing disputes with Hydro-Québec and oppose these projects and, don't want their land taken away and used for private sector electricity generation and profiteering. The second, number of environmental groups, including some local elected officials and towns along the Hudson River, oppose this project. They believe it will have irrevocable negative impact on the river and the fish and aquatic species in the Hudson River. But finally, the big reason why this is a very unfortunate decision by the governor and really should be changed is that electricity from Hydro-Québec actually has climate emissions, climate pollution associated with it. So these reservoirs up there and the massive hydroelectric dams create climate pollution themselves. They've drowned millions of acres of forest, boreal forest up in Quebec, and there's also vast amounts of vegetation that rots inside of these reservoirs. Then they emit methane, and the best available science by peer-reviewed journals and scientific articles estimate that Quebec hydropower emits around the same amount of climate pollution and methane as a natural gas-fired power plant. And so the most of New York City gets its electricity, about 65%, I think, from natural gas-fired power plants. And so this is not going to change the amount of climate emissions and climate pollution that is emitted by New York City. And it makes no sense to do this announcement and sign this agreement, especially during Climate Week.
Now, one of the questions a few people have asked me is, how much of the Hydro-Québec project has already been constructed and is operating, and how much still needs to be built, and does the financing being provided by New York State, New York City, help Hydro-Québec continue to do their project?
Well, most of the hydropower in Quebec has been constructed already. They're still trying to build more up there, though. But a part of this whole, chippy project was had to do with a private utility that's trying to bury this massive, underground cable in the Hudson River, and that will actually make, extraordinary profits for the private company. And so, that's a big driver in it. New York getting into the business of, further destroying rivers and forests and indigenous land in Quebec and just increasing the profiteering of this private, company, are all bad reasons to get involved, But again, doing this during Climate Week, is, doesn't make sense because hydropower from Quebec is as dirty and emits as much climate pollution as a natural gas-fired power plant.
I also heard that some of the media up in Quebec have been questioning, in fact, does Hydro-Quebec have enough power both to meet the local needs up there plus to supply, and it's, we're talking about New York City, but I guess there's other northeastern states that they're also trying to do this.
Yeah, Hydro-Quebec is in a massive expansion mode trying to, sign agreements that import their electricity into Maine and Devon, into Vermont, through Maine, into New York, et cetera. And so it's an ongoing issue that they have massive expansion desires. And so this would be, one of the many projects that they're trying to grow. The people of Quebec should probably be, concerned if Hydro-Quebec is actually serving the people of Quebec versus just trying to get involved in these profiteering schemes in the northeastern United States.
Now, the announcement from the governor yesterday, basically treated this as a done deal. I've made my decision. But I understand there's still additional administrative steps they have to take. I believe one of them may be approval from the Public Service Commission, which legally is supposed to be independent of the governor, certainly was not very independent of Governor Cuomo. But, are there more, T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted on this project? Still defeat this thing?
Well, there is ongoing litigation, and there may be more litigation filed. And so there are ways that people can get involved. There are also other permits the projects need. And, construction would take years and years. And there'll be various opportunities for the public to get involved, especially the public in, along the Hudson River where this cable would be buried. So there will be opportunities to challenge this project. And I expect that those challenges will occur.
And I know one of the groups locally that's been opposed to this is Riverkeeper. And I actually saw a press release from them recently that they're actually opposing another project down by Germantown, south of Albany, actually primarily because of the tremendous community opposition. And I also understand at various points, various labor groups and even some of the renewable energy industry for a while was opposing the project because I forget the exact price tag on this, but we're talking billions, that would be better invested and create local jobs by building out renewable energy, solar and wind, geothermal here in New York rather than up in Canada.
Yeah, those are all excellent points. You're basically enriching private development corporations who want to get involved in the transmission of this electricity and enriching Hydro-Quebec. It doesn't really provide, any great benefit to the people of New York. And, I'm aware that a number of environmental groups are, opposing it for a variety of reasons, not just the environmental impacts of burying the cable in the Hudson River, but also that it doesn't invest in the people of New York and jobs in New York and in the electricity grid in New York. Instead, it not relies on another country for crying out loud and private corporations. It's not even bringing jobs to the United States and to the people of New York. It benefits Canada and private profiteering corporations.
Now, I know you mentioned earlier that, mega dams, large dams, which create reservoirs actually result in methane emissions, which is where some of the climate, impact come from. If people at this point want more information or if they want to weigh in with the political process, how best can they do that at this point?
Yeah, the best is just to do a quick Google search, North American mega dam resistance. North American mega dam resistance. There's lots of information on there about the project, the CHPE or otherwise CHIPE project, and how to get involved and how to get involved in the opposition.
Well, we want to thank Gary Wagner for joining us, North America Mega Dam Resistance Alliance, and also Save the World River. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.